All right, so let's continue.
So we're reading the Arvut, item 25. You can send questions to Kub, COIL, or you can ask on Sviva Tova. Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article. As it says, if you listen to what I say and keep my covenant, meaning to keep what I'm telling you here, and therefore you shall be a remedy, my remedy, that by you the sparks of sanctity and the purification of the body will pass on to the entire world. Since the rest of the nations cannot keep this yet, and therefore I need one nation to be a remedy to start this work. And he ends by saying that the entire land is for me, meaning that all the nations of the world belong to me. And eventually they shall adhere to me, as it says in item 20. However, now, at that time, that they're still incapable of carrying this role out, I need a nation, one nation that can do this work. And if you agree to that, to be that remedy from all nations, then I command you that you shall be a kingdom of priests for me, which is the love of others in its last form of love another as yourself, which includes all the Torah and the mitzvot, and a holy nation is the reward in its final form of being adhered to him that includes all the possible reward that can be imagined. And this is what our sages said. These are the words that you shall speak on to the people of Israel. No more and no less. That there's a question. How could it be that Moses will add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the words of the Creator, so much so that the Creator has to warn him? We didn't see such an example in the Torah anywhere.
No. You read only 28, yeah? Read again.
Again, we're reading item 28. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, now if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, to be my zgula from among all peoples. This means that you will be my zgula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world, for the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me as to you, and are destined to adhere to me, as written in item 20. But now, while they're still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you, be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. The axis of all the Torah and mitzvot and a holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvikut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you will say to the children of Israel. They made the precision. These are the words, no more and no less. This perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find no such example in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is the trusted one in all my house.
Yes, if there are any questions, please. I don't know, it also sounds so clear to me. Perach Tikva 19, I hope you are asking according to the text, though. Perach Tikva 19, you had a question? No? So no questions. Okay, keep reading.
Rav, what exactly do we have to pass on to the nations of the world? How can we be that remedy that the Creator is expecting us to be?
We have to be the intermediate step between all of humanity and the Creator. We are in between. This is BB. And here is humanity. Right? And above is the Creator. So we need to be in between. Very simple. We have to turn downwards with a question mark towards humanity, see what they want, receive a deficiency from them, clothe their deficiency in our deficiency, and raise both to the Creator. Receive from the Creator the upper force for both us and the whole of humanity, in order to give to humanity. We have to receive a force that for ourselves, and also deliver it to the rest of humanity. We grow only on the condition and to the extent that we raise man for the whole of humanity. And this is our question towards humanity, that's dissemination, and receiving from humanity what they want. Within our question is their question, and we raise both questions together. This is one and this is two. And we get from them, we get through them the first and second force. One of it stays with us. And that's how we grow. And the second, we pass it on to humanity. That's how we clothe this into that. And we ourselves don't need anything. We only grow to make them grow. We only grow to to pass on deficiencies to the Creator. So we take the minus from humanity to us, and then from us to the Creator. And then, from there, we receive the positive force, plus.
And what is this covenant that we have to keep between us and the system?
That we, here, in this system, we are as one because the Creator is one. And when we receive humanity, we include them in us. So they also become as one.
The one that we have to become, it's even before we go out to humanity?
Of course. But That's us. That's the ten. Yeah. And then we can perceive deficiencies from humanity, even if they're mixed up and different and diverse. We have to sort them out and thus raise that to the Creator. There is what's called the first man, the secondary man, the brewing of the man, the preparation of the man. But the whole process is this. And even though it is explained over hundreds of pages in study of the Ten Sefirot.
There are questions from the world, Kli.
Yes, please. Baltia 1.
Rav, it seems that the world demands Kabbalistic explanation in regard to what's happening. And also yesterday, in the talk that we had with Simeon, you said that everyone has to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Can you confirm that this is how it really is, that we can already disseminate as Bnei Baruch?
I think that this coronavirus lets us see that all our businesses are not working correctly, and our life is mismanaged. Our education that we give to our children is also incorrect. We have to understand that the world needs to follow a new method of connection. And we have to, in order to bring ourselves to that state, we're capable. There's a method. There's a system. The upper force sends us disturbances deliberately so that we remove ourselves from imaginary businesses. And we start building our life in a way that in the spiritual world and in this world, there will be no difference. There's no life and death. The death is a death of the will to receive. That's the only thing we'll feel. That's it. And that's what we're facing. I'm certain that we'll all succeed. I'm sure of it. We just have to see that we advance from day to day more and more in understanding and connecting between us, in disseminating to the broad public, in raising the deficiencies of the public, even it's corona related and all those things. It doesn't matter. We raise these deficiencies to the Creator and ask the Creator for the cure. And it doesn't matter how He delivers the cure. I don't dictate to Him what cure to bring, against the virus or against our ego. Later on, we'll see it's the same. It's the same. There's nothing harmful except our ego. Right now, it's dressed inside this virus. We just don't recognize it, but we will. That's how it is. So, Baltia already, I responded, and Rehovot.
Dear Rav, the word Zgula, remedy, appears in the previous article too. But in this and that article, it has a different meaning. Can you explain?
Well, that means a specific remedy, specific force that only we can activate, can turn on, and then the Creator responds to it. The deficiency that the Creator responds to is called sgula, or the remedy, and then his response to it is also called a remedy. Makwan.
No, please.
Yes, please. No, they don't have a question.
Lewis from England is asking about the sketch. What does one, what does it mean?
The Creator is one because there is none else besides Him. We are as one because we want to connect between us and become as one. So there is no difference between us. We can't be broken apart. We are one even though we are 10. And after that, let's say we are 100, and then 1,000, and so on. And still, we will all be as one. And by that, we'll have an opportunity to perceive the Creator and on the first degree, but it's like this. It's all one, but in spirituality, it's one to the power of more and more and more. Meaning, we attain his internality more and more. We'll get to this mathematics later on. It doesn't matter, but it's gonna be felt for us. It's gonna be understood. These numbers will be felt for us. It'll be clear to us that we give this, we receive that, etc. And how much the connection between us reveals the Creator more intensely to us. All right, we need to make room for our friends who will tell us what happened yesterday and what should we be expecting today. Info. Yes. Do they say anything? Yeah.
Good morning. Let's first of all start with dissemination updates. And afterwards, we'll go over the schedule and a few important updates about the galaxy. So, Gilad Shadmon, Hebrew dissemination. Friends, thank you very much for filling the questionnaire that we sent. We'll send a video of how to do it. It's very important for us to know how to improve our dissemination. It's not that I'm sitting by myself, pushing like, and that's it. I did my work. But I want to share the work that we're doing for everyone who will see, and Noach will explain the next stage.
Yeah. Yeah. To continue on Gilad, our every friend is becoming really a master of dissemination. People are writing, people are spreading messages online and doing a lot. So we want to raise the level of our collaboration. Right now we're working on building designated teams that will work together on Facebook dissemination. We sent you a questionnaire about 2 days ago. Some 30 friends from the Israeli Kli answered, and this is very good. And we're inspired about the need for people to collaborate. So very soon, in the next few days, we'll start working in teams online. And you can still answer that questionnaire. And in general, everyone can connect to the Israeli Facebook group of Connecting the New World, and we will advance together. L'chaim, friends.
Thank you, Noach and Gil Kedem, Spanish dissemination. Yeah, we're going full steam ahead, disseminating in the Spanish language. Today there is another El Mundo show, today at 10 a.m. Israel time. It will be broadcasted live on Sviva Tova. Everyone's invited. And we're approaching a new stage in our dissemination, where we will start broadcasting for the broad public, and we'll have a discussion with them. So our dissemination is improving from day to day according to the needs of the public. Yaakov.
Yeah, hello friends. In Europe, dissemination continues full force in many languages, many places. Friends from Germany who were trained by Senka started working on producing video materials for dissemination on social networks. Friends from France started a podcast twice a week where many friends are communicating our messages to the broad public. And in the next few days, we'll hear more about different European groups. But let's zoom into Spain and Italy today, and let's hear from Carlos.
Dear friends, what the virus does to the Spanish friends is unbelievable. The group is more united than ever, and now I'd like to tell you that the Spanish group is very connected. We're meeting all day long. We watch the lessons together. We prepare ourselves for the dissemination. We disseminate together. We upload our materials to the different blogs. And this evening we are going to have our first virtual workshop for the public. And so a big L'chaim, friends, and we're learning from our great friends from Italy. And Giuseppe, please.
And also in Italy, all the group is improving its effort of dissemination. Yesterday we had a big circle with more than 100 people, and there was mayors from a municipality, journalists inside the circle, and it was amazing, friends, amazing. Something very extraordinary, what the people, the citizens said, and what the mayor said about
the people. It was simply amazing.
Something very, very special what happened.
The mayor was excited. The people were excited.
To disseminate in every possible way. We are now, in this week, we have many other circles, and we are preparing a letter for the ministry in the format that provided for us normal evening and Chaim Ratz. In a few days, we are ready to send this to the ministry and many other things. Friends, thank you to all of you for your support, your kavanah, and your prayer. Together, we can make a difference in the world. L'chaim.
חיים, תודה, ג'וזפה. שי, תן לנו בבקשה את הלוז. ליטוב, תראו לנו שקופית. תודה.
טוב, נעבור בזריזות על מה צפוי לנו היום. מ-10 בבוקר שעון ישראל יש שידורים שאפשר לצפות בהם גם בסביב.
Right, so quickly, what do we have today? From 10 a.m. there are live broadcasts that you can watch on Sviva Tova as well. There is Norma and Oren Levy with Rav. until 11:45. Then there's the afternoon lesson, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And listen, today, 6 p.m. Israel time, there's a lesson for women. 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, there is a lesson for women. This is also an opportunity to mention that over 100 women are connected now to the lesson from around the world. So tonight, there is a lesson with Rav for the women. Thank you.
Galaxy update. Good news and not so good news. Today, everyone who was connected to Galaxy during the lesson experienced being thrown out of his room, having to re-enter. Also, people couldn't ask. There was an audio problem. The tech department examined what the problem is, and it's simply a vast amount of users. There were more than 1,100 connections to Galaxy, and so this caused the overload of the system is what caused the problem, so it might take a few days to rearrange everything. And so in order to prevent this problem from reoccurring, we will limit the number of participants per session on Galaxy. When we will reach a certain limit, it will be impossible to enter the system. And once there is no more room left, we go to Seviva Tova until we fix the problem. And let's hope that the tech team will find this problem today or tomorrow at latest, so that we'll solve it as quickly as possible. This is the update for now. And so, the number of participants will be limited, and once we reach the quota, you simply go to Seviva Tova and watch the morning lesson from there.
Tell me, please, is it possible to show the drawing that I just did? Okay, can't we connect like this? That not everyone enters the Galaxy, the BB system, I don't know what it is, at once, but that we connect like this into one kind of vessel and then another one and then another one. They're all connected in a chain. Is it possible?
From what I understand, the problem right now isn't the amount of information, but counting and managing the number of participants. It's a very clear and rational system which you're showing now, but the problem itself isn't the amount of information. Alex, if you can explain.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just solve the problem. I don't want to get into a space that is not mine. All right. So, let's have a great day. And we have many more opportunities to connect during the day. If you want, first part of the day or second part of the day, there is a women lesson today. Maybe the men can also then have a meeting at the same time, whether depending if you're working or not, or if you're in quarantine or not. In short, I'm willing until 1:15 p.m. I'm booked. Maybe you don't know it, but there's always meetings. I think the last meeting for me today is at about 1 p.m. Then I have another meeting with a group, and then I'm available between 1 and 6. I need 15 minutes to eat, but other than that, I'm at your service. If you want to discuss something or read something, or please. And in the evening, we'll have a lesson with the women. And Michael, you're working with me and the women?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, so all the best to everyone. Let's play a nice song, be happy, and let's embrace this coronavirus emotionally, because it brings us an opportunity to connect between us and the Creator. L'chaim to the coronavirus. And
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? כי we are, you should come along with one voice, we can spread. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Dijimos a un deseo por la unión. Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Should come along with one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Here we are, you should come along. Together we